So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it is Dom time. Momentarily, we should talk with the energy guy. That's Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future. He's with us here in a minute. And President, the affordability push ramps up again on another item. How much a car, the median cost of a car, median. Now, I'm not sure about average of a new car. $50,000. I still find which one is harder to believe? New car median 50, or people getting into their first home median 40 years of age? I think harder to believe the new car is 50. That's just impossible.
That's 50. Not impossible.
50 is the median?
I can believe that.
Oh, God.
Getting a new car is tough.
Yeah, I got to get a new car to drive. I was talking about what car we should take. Scott Jennings in, since I'm his driver. I don't know if he knows that yet, if he signed off on that. Let's go to Daniel Turner, because I get the affordability push, but this is going to lower fuel standards, meaning you don't have to reach a certain standard. I'm not sure where Daniel's going to go. Hey, Daniel, welcome back to Philadelphia. Thank you for joining us, and what a good day to have you. I know there's always a lot of stuff. What do you make of this fuel efficiency standards? Make them not as high, I guess, to lower the cost of a car.
Yeah, I think the whole fuel efficiency standard things and CAFE standards, I think this is, you know, the regulation of the 70s and 80s where your tailpipe was a little bit more toxic. I think cars now are so clean that we still do all of this nonsense of fuel efficiency standards. Heck, I took my car last week to get inspected, and my car, which I did not pay $50,000 for, by the way. It's a beat-up old truck, but it's only a couple years old. And as I'm sitting in my line, I'm saying to myself, Why do I still have to do this nonsense? Like, what is my car getting into for to make sure that its emissions are passing the test? What the hell is all of this? So I think all of these things are just obsolete. I think they're a way for government to take money and to make life miserable for the American people. If I had any say, I would get rid of the fuel efficiency standards completely.
Now, what about it, though, as far as the consumer, the price of gas, et cetera? I agree with you on the environmental. That's why they were put in originally. How do we then get more mileage?
Well, I think for the affordability aspect, every time the government comes up with a new measure or a new metric, it drives up costs. So right. lowering these standards is not compromising the health of the American people. That's very important. I don't even want to say lowering these standards because it gives the impression that we're not living up to great expectations. I should rephrase it as getting rid of the overburdensome of a dumb Biden administration decision will make things more affordable for the American people.
In general,
and not just cars.
I would agree. I wanted to ask you, though, what they tell me, people in the industry, Daniel, it's all the computerization. It's all that type of stuff that's there. So who is it that is it mandating that, or somebody decided that's the way it would go? That's one of the reasons it's so expensive.
Yeah, it's most of that was done through the EPA, and it was never done through legislation. It was done through regulation. And this is why it is so important, especially next year being a clutch year, it is so important to have legislative fixes for a lot of these problems. Right now, our administrator at the EPA, Lee Zeldin, is fantastic. He's a believer in freedom, free markets, free choices. He's getting rid of a lot of that burdensome government. But what happens when we lose the White House? And you know what? Sad to say, we are going to one day. Hopefully it's not 2028. Hopefully it's not 2030. Hopefully it's never again in my lifetime. But there is always the chance that we get someone like Joe Biden who puts in his EPA administrator and all these things just come back. We need to have legislative fixes so that no matter who the moron that Gavin Newsom appoints in 2029, that person can't make our lives miserable, whether it's cars, stoves, light bulbs, toilets, all of the things that all the burdens they place on us have to be taken out of bureaucrats' hands.
Absolutely. Let's talk about the data centers now. And again, this is viewed as a burgeoning problem, even though economically they do a lot. Are they an energy sucker that drives up everything? That's what the argument is in the Philadelphia area. What do you say?
100%. They are a huge energy suck. And we need the proper infrastructure. Now, I don't want to lose the AI war, right? I want us to build the data centers here because I want us to lead the world in artificial intelligence, especially when countries like China are also trying to lead. But they have to be done with a nod to the need to have the proper infrastructure in place. And that means we have to be building a lot more coal and natural gas and nuclear facilities to power these things, because what we're doing and what we've done in the last 2 years is we are just letting them get built. And, you know, it's politicians, especially at the state and local level, who are building them, because who doesn't love a good ribbon cutting ceremony, right? And you get to say, look at Microsoft is investing $9 billion in building this. The construction union loves it, right? They think it's great. They're building. Even the neighborhood to a certain extent doesn't mind, because once these things are built, they don't have a huge footprint, right? You don't see an increase in traffic. It's not like there are suddenly, you know, jams on the highway, et cetera. But in terms of resources, these things are very, very, very greedy little consumers. So we do need to have proper infrastructure plans when these things are built.
We're talking with Daniel Turner, Power Our Future. Daniel, let's talk about gas prices. And the story big win. What's your forecast? How low can these go? What can we expect that would get back to? Is there a number that you think could it be back to $2.50 a gallon, for example?
Oh, I think it could. I mean, having the national average below $3 is pretty remarkable for the first time in over 4 years. I think Joe Biden's first 3 months, he had gas at below $3, and then it just went up and continued to go up for his entire term. So I think we can have gas prices in the high twos and on average and stay there. And the reason why is because the industry is very confident in the future. Donald Trump is many things, and there's an awful lot to love about him. He is not like the discoverer of some new oil field. He didn't invent a new technology. You know what he did? And this, and I'm not simplifying it by saying only, but what he did with energy is he said, you guys know what to do. How about I just get out of your way and let you do it? And when you believe in freedom and free markets, you get more of a product for more people at a lower price point. So Donald Trump is a true believer in the freedom of the American energy industry. And look at what they did, right? There's no accusations of pollution. There's no accusations of price gouging and profiteering. All that crap we heard for 4 years of the Biden, when you have freedom, you get more of something for more people at a lower price point. And so that is a miracle. I'm not discounting exactly Donald Trump's role in this. It is miraculous that you have an American president who truly believes in the power of the free market.
Hope it's not in the weeds too much, but we hear scuttlebutt, Secretary of the Energy, not a guy that's inside the cabinet. There's some ruffles there where anything I've seen about him, he seems to be a free market guy. What do you know about that?
I have spoken for years at conferences where, you know, I'm the breakfast speaker in room 27D, and Chris Wright is the keynote at lunch, and 5,000 people show up. And I say that because Chris Wright has always been a champion of this industry. Mm-hmm. And the people who know him know what a believer he is. I have been a huge fan of this guy from the very beginning. I was stunned when President Trump nominated him, only because it is a true outside-the-box pick. Normally, Republicans pick governors to be energy secretaries. And this was a guy who actually, I mean, think of the novelty. They have an energy secretary who actually produced oil and gas and coal and got his background, got his start, actually, in renewables. He knows solar. He knows nuclear. I mean, this is a guy who knows in energy, but who deeply, deeply loves humanity. And he supports American energy for the same reason Power of the Future does, because more energy is a better quality of life for more people.
Well, your word to God, it moves me. When this comes up and I hear anything like that, I'll be more informed, Daniel. That's how much we have faith in you. Where do we find you?
PowerTheFuture.com. Dom, thank you for those kind words. It means a lot to me.
Thank you, Daniel. Thanks for joining us today. Daniel Turner here on Talk Radio 1210. All right, I'm coming to your calls. Let me get a little Spotify in here because I'm interested for our show. Now, we got the top, I think those are the top answers. Presler. How could you not? Was Linda Kearns in second place?
I think so. I think so.
I was thinking about that. And the gravy sauce debate was just one of a kind. It's still got milk in it. We still can squeeze some juice out of that. It never goes away. People still send me stuff over the holidays. What was in second place? Was there a word, a phrase, something that comes up over and over and over again? You know, I was thinking about it with Jeff Van Drew. He agreed with me, but he didn't say any fix for this. I remember days where the real ID was at least the passionate thing. It's got to be in the top 10. And here, they turn around, and Kurt, I'll come to you. Yeah. At $45, you can pay your way out of it and say, oh, what the heck? Yeah, after all that, Kurt.
I was going to say real quick, I think the biggest word was affordability, especially during the election.
Well, that's
a big one.
I thought Cetarelli or Mikey Sherrill or both got to be in the top 10.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
It was exhausting. Sure.
Well, that's like gravy and sauce again. Like, you're not saying one without the other.
Yeah, I mean, that went on for months.
Right.
Even on the trip, we noticed how political it was. People, what did you hear from back home? What's it look like today? I'm sitting in Sicily thinking, what the heck? So I would say something, make everybody happy. It looks like Cetarelli's going to win by a million, 10 million. That's the most shocking moment of the year to me. That's the other thing I was going to ask. You know, we do all these at the end of the year. I don't know if you did it last year, but I think you did. Caller of the Year and all that.
Yeah, I was
part of it. Most shocking moment of the year to me is sitting here on election night. You saw it. No, I'm not calling it. I don't care what News Nation says. 8:40 or so, they're calling Mikey Sherrill as governor.
Yep.
Based on what? I couldn't believe it. And based upon that she won by 13 points, whatever it came up to be, I am still, the win is one thing. I could have seen that, but no, not by that level. So, Henry, your Spotify end of the year, what's happening?
Yeah, so throughout the show, obviously coming back from breaks and maybe underneath when you're talking, I'll play some music, obviously.
Right.
But one caller in particular has his own kind of theme music every time he calls in.
Oh, yes.
And because he calls in frequently, almost daily, Joe of Exton, the number one song in my Spotify rap this year was the Flower Duet from Lakme.
Oh, my God.
Sung by Katherine Jenkins.
Oh, God. It's hard to believe. This guy is a one man, and people believe he's an actor or something. No, you couldn't make this up.
That's what I thought initially.
Yeah, he's so good. He's so much on brand. he just says good afternoon in a certain way. And if you interrupt, he gets a little funny.
That is true. He did that to me a few times.
He doesn't go back and forth. You got to let him say his thing and then move on to the next phase.
Yes, right. Exactly. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Exactly. He's got it pre-rehearsed.
Now, in the real world, other than that, what would have been your...
let's see. What was the next song? I think it was Wood by Alice in Chains.
Right.
Followed by Zero by the Stone... not Stone Temple Pilots. By Smashing Pumpkins. Work by Steely Dan. And Vaseline by Stone Temple Pilots.
All right. Is there any... thing of a particular genre there?
It was mostly like alternative rock, progressive rock, things like that. That was most of what I said. I listened to like, I forget what it was, 800 different artists, things like that.
800?
Let's see here. Top genres. We have, I had 266 genres, top five being alternative rock, classic rock, pop rap, soundtracks, and pop.
Holy crap.
Oh my God.
Yeah. They went really detailed with it this year. It's really cool.
What would you say if we had a Spotify of the listeners listening taste in music? What might be
a lot of Bruce Springsteen, maybe?
Oh, no. All right. If anybody knows your Spotify rapper, they do set the Inquirer article. I put up on Twitter. It's got a lot of views already. People love this at the end of the year. They're great branders. It's great marketing.
Oh, absolutely.
It is. And Gottheimer last year got caught up because he said his kids were listening to stuff. He was playing it when he was driving it. Yeah. He must have been driving 100,000 miles.
That other song was his flower duet. It didn't belong in there. It wasn't my fault. It was Joe Bexton's fault. It was my kid's fault.
Then he just had a list. Pick whatever. I'm saying Springsteen. I don't care what you say. Springsteen. I don't think any listener. Anne Marie, if you're listening, would that be it? All Springsteen all the time?
Elvis?
Ooh. Oh, Linda Kearns. Yes. All right. So if you can unlock... who is it we've talked about the most this year? And or a word or a phrase or something that comes up again and again and again. I think Gravy and Sauce is a winner there. Presler, probable winner. He was on every Monday. He's on hiatus. And just all the intensity of the stuff that he was on. All right. Mulligan's, I think, might have been up there. And mention. or placement. Mulligan's got to be right
40-yard throw.
40-yard throw.
The drinks being poured with heavy drinks.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Oysters, Rockefeller. There you go. I survived. All right, all this will come into play. Don't forget, 6 days from now, Scott Jennings coming to town. There we go, another mention. And it's going to be a great meet and greet with him before the show. The book is fabulous. I've read an excerpt, getting the full copy today. I'll give you more on that tomorrow. But get the meet and greet, get the book, get the ornament, all in one nice package. Go to 1210WPHT.com. 1210WPHT.com. Get your tickets now. All right, I'm coming to your calls finally. Hit us with that all-time couple. Twitter, Adam and Eve, will take that one off the board. That's a real good one. That's not going to win, though. That's kind of the chalk. It's all in the telling. 855-839-1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Okay, it is Dom time, 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. Side question today. Hit us with that all-time couple, good, bad, or indifferent, is what we'd like to hear. Coming off the Douglases on After Scott Jennings. And as I said, several people today reporting this is more serious than we were kidding about yesterday, getting their Hollywood friends to threaten CNN, et cetera. They want an apology. Can you imagine? Just the insufferable. Which one is it? Is it Douglas or is this like Meghan Markle? And, you know, I don't have much of a read on Catherine Zeta-Jones. I don't know.
Yeah, she's not like big enough anymore for me to care.
Yeah, exactly. I don't see too much.
And Michael Douglas is an actor.
But I mean, you know, the kid is a podcaster. He got there because of their name. Sure, give him a podcast. He gets in the ring. Did he tell him he was going to do it? Well, what does they think? They're just going to play tiddlywinks here? Scott Jennings didn't say, kid, you suck. Now, you know, go back to romper room. He just did what he does. What else were you going to think was happening here? It is just a stunning thing. The one time CNN has a show, and we talked about it yesterday. I'd like to see Fox do it. I really would like to see. Now, maybe it wouldn't work on Fox, though. Maybe people just want to see the alleged conservative. Remember Hannity and Combs? Combs was in there just to be a punching bag. Maybe that's what they want. Maybe you wouldn't want to see some liberal on the other side that could fire back a little bit. There are not many. There are a few that I would put in there. And Geraldo's a wild card on that. They took him out because Greg Gutfeld. Greg Gutfeld can't compete with Geraldo. Come on.
No.
It's a joke. Greg Gutfeld, his humor and all, he can't compete on these things. There's no shot. So.
No, I don't think he could either.
No. So you need Harold Ford Jr. in there just to sing Kumbaya and to take the punishment. I get it. Would that work on Fox? I think debate shows do work. And I think the way it's set up, Jennings talked about it, having that kind of talent there in a cage match with progressives, it's must see.
Is it just rage bait for people to watch almost? Like just Scott just eviscerating all their kind of
viewpoints? Yeah, I think it's pretty good though too. I don't think it's just people yelling personal stuff.
Yeah, oh, totally.
I mean, I think they actually go after issues and there's several that try to do that with him. And the one that bothers him the most, and it bothers me too, that's out there, is every day, notice Trump's base is eroding. Trump's base is pretty much never going to erode. He's done any number of things that gets people upset that are real Trump diehards, but they look at the big picture with him and they go on. Let's go to Robert in Ben Salem. He's in on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Robert, welcome in.
Hey, Dom Henry. Good to talk to you guys today. Dom, I had actually a couple of phrases from you that used all the time.
Yes.
Okay. And the first one is, in what universe? And I can only imagine that Luke and DJ heard that a few times when they were growing.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
But the second thing is my favorite because it's so versatile. When you start off to say something and you go, oh, God, Now, it could be
spot on.
Like if I was to say to you, hey, did you see the view this morning, Dom? You go, oh, God, them women are insufferable. Or if I say, Dom, would you like some chocolate chip cookies and milk? Oh, God, they're a doctor. But it's the same thing. I think it's a beautiful thing, Dom.
Well, thank you, Rob. That is so insightful. Yeah, that's convicted. I got to put that in there. Absolutely.
Okay, I'll get right to my side question. And my power couple is Mark Antony and Cleopatra. Now, they were leaders, and they were powerful people with a lot of accomplishments, but they died tragically at a young age, whereas people like Meghan and Harry will live forever, Dom. Okay? You guys have a great day, all
thank
right,
you.
Dom?
Thanks very much. You know, Cleopatra, without any technology or whatever, when that boat came in, apparently, the amount of perfumes and stuff that were going on was unbelievable.
I'm sure.
She knows, yeah, and she's involved both with Mark Antony and Caesar and God knows how many others. It's just a name, too, to this day.
Oh, it rings true. Yeah.
It rings true.
Huge.
Yeah, and Mark Antony was no slouch, but yeah. That's a good one. That's good. Like,
they're the old-timey Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, who's
yes.
who's the bigger name. We're probably going to head with Taylor.
Yeah, here. And Richard Burton and Elizabeth Taylor played the role. All right, the great Colonel Alan B. West is up next. We'll talk with him about where we are with the strikes and the whole. I think What's-Her-Name did himself a favor yesterday. Pete Hegseth, I thought his explanation was better. Now, we'll see if it's backed up. I'm going to ask him what record of it will be here. And, you know, you have an admiral. It's like a general. If he were called in this situation, I would think you want some assurance. I would think you're jotting everything down if every second you did. Is it better that the admiral determines this, or is it better if the Secretary of Defense does? Now, usually you would say the admiral. As a rule of engagement, you empower him to do it. But, you know, this is something where there's going to be a lot of scrutiny. So that admiral's got to know, you know, I'm the one that's going to be responsible for this. And does it come down to as simply if they're aboard the ship, then that's okay. If they're in the water, it's not. All right, we'll talk with Colonel West coming up here. First, my good friend, personal dental specialist, and board-certified prosthodontist Dr. Robert Bentz has exciting news to share. His daughter, Dr. Emily Bentz, has successfully challenged and completed her board certification. That's no small feat. Now they have over 11 years of training and 33 years of experience between them. Thrilling to know that Dr. Emily Bentz joins Dr. Bentz in providing the best in customized and innovative care for the most complex dental issues like mine, in addition to the exceptional general dentistry services provided by Dr. Sarah Cooley Bentz. This is a true Bentz dental affair. That's what you get, the whole thing going on. So when you have an issue that requires highly specialized care, the very best, or maybe a second opinion, I encourage you to do what I did and call Dr. Bentz, the Bentz Dental Group, 610-272-6949, or visit their website at BentzDentalGroup.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right. The all-time go-to when you have matters like this, particularly decisions made, Dom Giordano show, in the heat of battle, if you will, with big consequences. Nobody better than Colonel Alan B. West back with us on Talk Radio 1210. Colonel, welcome in. Thanks for joining us.
Always a pleasure to be with you, Dom. Thanks so much.
Is something about on the sea making this more difficult to make a decision versus on land if this happens? To me, it seems to be if they're out of the boat, there's more, you can't do it. If they're in the boat, you can. Does it seem like that to you?
No, not really. And I will tell you, it's amazing to me that the Democrats, the left, and some Republicans are making a big kerfluffle about something. No one was speaking out when Barack Obama had a kill list and he was popping off drones against terrorists, and to include an American citizen. Let's not forget that. And then, of course, we remember the raid, SEAL Team 6, to capture or kill Osama bin Laden. And there was a couple of double taps that occurred in that operation. What we have to come to understand is that terrorists are what you call non-state, non-uniform, unlawful combatants. Unlawful combatants are not protected under the law of land warfare. Only those people that are part of a state, part of a nation state, who wear a declared uniform, those are people that have what is called combatant privilege. Now, if the mission is to go out after these unlawful combatants, you know, you can call them terrorists, but they're unlawful combatants, that's the legal term, and you have the mission to destroy and eliminate them, take out that target. Being it on land in a building or being it out at sea, the mission is to eliminate the target, and that's who they are. So I think that when you look at this admiral, who is the commander of the Joint Special Operations Command, he's got legal advisors right there with him. Just about every level from, I would say, the brigade level on up, definitely at the division of corps level, two-star, three-star level on up, have legal advisors. And they're there to tell them what they can and cannot do. And when we're dealing with these unlawful combatants, you know, it's very simple. You eliminate the target. You eliminate that threat.
Put on your political hat for a moment, though, and I get what you're saying with the advisors there and telling them by the book they're unlawful. The argument's going to be, yeah, they might be drug dealers. Yeah, they're trying to make money. But how are they unlawful combatants or terrorists? How do you make that case?
It's very simple. Again, they are non-state, non-uniform belligerents on a battlefield, being it at sea, being it on land, and they have a deliberate intent to bring harm and cause danger to the United States of America and to our interests, to the American people. I think we need to go back and understand that during the Biden administration, just from fentanyl, we lost 254,000 Americans. Now, put that in comparison. We lost 37,000 Americans in the Korean War, dead. We lost 55,000 in Vietnam. So in the 4 years of the Biden administration, because of these people, these unlawful enemy combatants, these transnational narco-criminal terrorists, they have brought upon the American people more loss of life than we have seen since the Korean War up to the present time in just 4 years. And they are supported by a state sponsor, and that's China, who sends them the ingredients to make this fentanyl. But they have a nefarious, malicious intent to the United States of America.
I was thinking about you when Mark Warner, who usually for the Democrats is not this off key, he said, if they're carrying all these drugs, why do we not interdict them? And you and I talked about clearly identifying them are these boats that not only can go at high speed, but they have guys willing to risk it all, and they're pretty skillful to ride waves at that speed.
Yeah, I mean, maybe Senator Mark Warner needs to go down to South Florida and just take a ride on some of these cigarette boats that can go up to, you know, like 160 to 200 miles per hour. So, yes, we have the capability to take them out. And that would be just the same as we've got to start looking at what they are transporting as a weapon of mass destruction. When you're talking about fentanyl and the amount of Americans that can be killed by what, just a single ounce or some of these other drugs, that's what we have to start looking at this based upon. And let's take the politics out of this. I cannot understand why anyone would, you know, want to, I'll use the term from the 1968 Rolling Stones song, give sympathy to the devil, because that's exactly who these people are.
Talking with Colonel Alan B. West. Colonel, put the political hat back on, and also I think your sympathies or alliance there, Tennessee football. We had that. I didn't ask you about the former Tennessee coach. Now they're kind of celebrating him, saying he's good for LSU. This guy, Kiffin, who is beyond a carpet. This guy belongs in Congress. He's beyond a carpetbagger. He would teach Congress some tricks.
Yeah, you know, you want to talk about a guy that really embodies everything that's wrong in college football. And yes, he started with the University of Tennessee, and we went through about 11 years of despair with the coaching carousel there. But he has no commitment whatsoever other than to himself. And to abandon those kids at Ole Miss, that's just horrible.
And I mention that because of the Tennessee race. I was on Newsmax, and the Democrat strategist, nice guy, they have him on once a week with me, said his biggest takeaway was people want progressives. This woman did great. Let's put more progressives in. I think if they had a moderate liberal there, given the tenor of things, the moderate liberal could have come really close. I think this woman was so bad, we kind of dodged a bullet here a bit.
No, we did, but this shows once again that the left is operating in an echo chamber, and they continue to believe that Zohra Mamdani or this Ashton Ben, that's the way that they should go. When you say, I hate Nashville and I hate country music, I'm sorry, you just dropped a hand grenade
on
yourself.
She also said she hated bachelorette parties. Oh, man, now you're really coming. Yeah, so what is top of mind for you that Republicans should do going in? We see the White House knocking itself out on affordability today with fuel standards. What do they have to do politically?
They have got to own the narrative on affordability, and I think you and I talked about this previously, that affordability means enabling the American people to be able to afford what they need to have a good quality of life, not, you know, saying that the government is going to take it over, because when you talk about rent control housing, I saw that in East Berlin. You talk about government control, grocery stores and retail stores, that does not work, but that's what the left, that's all that they have. Let us have centralized control. So I think we really need to explain this thing, affordability, and the delineation between how these two different philosophies see it. And let's get back to free market entrepreneurship and capitalism in the United States of America.
Absolutely. Colonel Alan B. West. Colonel, thank you. And Dallas, looking pretty good. Did you happen to see Hard Knocks? Yeah.
No, I have not seen Hard Knocks, and I wasn't going to say anything about, you know, Dallas coming back and beating the Eagles, but it was a good game, and we'll see what happens, you know, going forward. But they showing some signs of maybe playing a lot better right now.
I even heard our sports brethren right next door say Dak Prescott looks like a leader in this. Jerry Jones, well, they didn't say anything pretty good. I can imagine.
Yeah. You got to have leadership on the field and not up in the press box.
Yeah, exactly. Where do we find you on social media?
You find me on all the platforms, to include Substack. But like I say, we don't support the communist Chinese who are supplying the ingredients for fentanyl to these narco terrorists.
Thank you, Colonel, very much. Thanks for coming on today.
God bless. God be with you. And Merry Christmas, Dom.
Merry Christmas, Colonel. Thank you very much, you and your family. All right, so Colonel West, pretty direct, straightforward on the issue of the boats. Will that hold up politically, et cetera? We'll see. Little note here, Henry. Roe didn't have Hughes to call Dan, so I gave her your number. She may be getting a call because she'd like to enter Blake Lively and Mr. Ryan, but she doesn't like Blake Lively. The Ryan guy is okay to me. He's in some. But
he's become too Hollywood.
He's like an enabler now, though. He's kind of like a Prince Harry to me.
Kind of, yeah. I'm saying he's gone Hollywood. Like
he has.
I thought he was more of a man of the people, and now I feel like as he's gotten older, he's gone Hollywood.
Exactly. So be expecting a call.
Plastic surgery. And
try
everything.
To put her on the air. She's only been on once in 38 years, maybe twice, and it was because of Crocodile Dundee walking his kid near the alligator. That's what she called in on. Go figure. All right. Joe of Exton is there. That Spotify is going to go up a little bit. 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. You heard Colonel West on it. Side question today. Hit us with that. You don't have to call them a power couple. Maybe you don't even like them as a couple. Or maybe you do. That they're, oh, yes. Let's see what Bill and Buck says. And I want to know, does he like this couple? I've calmed down on Taylor Swift. Not as bad. Travis Kelce's, the Kelce in general, I'm not a fan. I love what he did as a player. They're overexposed. I don't like the whole family thing. The mother even.
They've both kind of cooled off lately, I'd say.
Yeah, they did. But Travis Kelce is a weasel. Let's go to Bill and Bucks. Hey, Bill, welcome in.
Hey, say thanks there, Dom. And I did want to say that Scott Jennings did a great job last night with Leland Vitter, by the way.
Oh, did he? So. Okay. Were they joust? I like Leland Vitter a lot. Were they jousting or was it?
He came from Fox. Remember?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, no, he's a wild card. I mean, I used to be on the Fox Sunday show with him. And he came on the show because he is. Is he autistic? Yeah, in some level.
Yes.
Yeah, that,
yeah, he has a book out. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody has a book out.
Yeah.
But I don't. So, anyway. Anyway, the side question I have for today, you already leaked it, I guess.
Yeah.
But it's the couple that increased the NFL ratings, especially among teen girls. And that couple, obviously, is Taylor and Travis.
Absolutely. Now, how do you feel about them? Are you a fan or are you?
I'm not a fan. No. I'm just an observer. That's all.
Okay. All right, Bill, that's a good one. That is a big couple. Right. They've cooled off a little bit here.
I think with the Chiefs being not so great, that's somewhat. Poured cold water on it.
Exactly. Okay, that's what we're looking for. 855-839-1210. You get on board. Scott Jennings, I don't know how many shows, you know, how much this guy's able to do. All I know is he was brilliant again yesterday. He's the best out there that articulates and defends any number of attacks on Trump. He was on CNN about Trump's health and just looked this woman dead in the eye, didn't move the eyes. What did you say about Biden? That's the opening question. And, of course, very few people were critical of Biden. So how are we looking at Trump's health then? You got to have a ticket to get into this. If you were critical of Biden, you can be critical of Trump. That's fair. Get your tickets 6 days away. 1210WPHT.com, and do consider getting the meet and greet. That's going to be an awful lot of fun. Scott is a very down-to-earth guy. I don't know after the ride of me driving him out to Phoenixville, how it'll be. Will he be popping Joe yourself? You still take them, I'm not sure, or Pepto-Bismol. And after dinner and all that, he'll be ready to go. Not a drinker, though. Politics and pints. We need drinkers. We need some big drinkers in the future. I think Scott Presler is a drinker. That's why he'd be good.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Pretty good. Yeah. 855-839-1210. That gets you a line. Let me first tell you about if you're wanting to really feel merry, bright, and genuinely healthy this holiday season. Well, with Rescue, that feeling starts right now. Going on today, the Deck the Hall sale lets you save up to 78% on high-quality, research-backed natural supplements so you can feel your best and enjoy every festive moment ahead. For over 40 years, Rescue Natural Supplements has been the trusted wellness partner for millions of folks and their families across the country. Formulas are crafted with purity, potency, real science behind every capsule. That's why customers rely on Rescue for their essentials. Powerful omega-3s, doctor-recommended cholesterol support, gentle but effective pain relief, advanced probiotic blends, natural age-defying formulas that help you stay vibrant from the inside out. This season, give yourself the gift of feeling good. Stock up, save big, and step into the holidays with the confidence that comes from supplements made with integrity and backed by decades of results. Ordering is easy. Just go to res-q.com or call a rescue product consultant, 800-26-ALIVE. Again, that's 800-262-5483. Or online, res-q.com for up to 78% off this entire holiday season.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Sent me this. I'm not sure if it's Dan Henry. I don't know if you're on the text, too. But to the colonel's point, true, 1 ounce of fentanyl can kill 14,174 people. See, I got to tell you here, it's about being a truth teller. I'm not sure the Venezuelans, I'm pretty sure they're not. They're cocaine dealers that are bringing it. Bad enough. The fentanyl connection, that's in Mexico. The Mexican cartels are the real deal. They would laugh at these guys. Do we have it in us to hit them? Now, jointly working with Mexico, I think we've captured up to 50 or so members of this. But I'm talking, we can hit the cartel where their laboratories are, where they're the ones that work with the Chinese. It seems to me that the Venezuelans are probably not the main purveyors of this at all. I think we should take them out too. They are a threat, but the bigger threat are the Mexican cartels. And that's much more different because there we'd actually be hitting them in country. They have the advantage of not having to do this across the open sea. So the fentanyl scourge is tremendous. It is frightening, the intent. It is a weapon of mass destruction when you look at the results of this. I just think they are maybe the lesser target here. But they are more of a narco state. At least Mexico is able to pretend. And I don't think the president of Mexico necessarily is a drug lord or lady where Maduro is. So Ron DeSantis and others have been on this. They're the ones that hit with this. Could you hit him so hard that this would stop to a large degree? And I asked this yesterday. And this is pre-Trump, where we saw how ineffectual, quote, it is to fight the war on drugs. Well, Trump has taken it to a different level, has he not? He's not fighting the war on drugs just by arresting people, engaging in all that. He's fighting the war on drugs by stopping the suppliers to some level. I still think Mexico is the next step in this. Are we supposed to just, see, I never see a problem. We're supposed to just throw up our hands and do what? Well, you have to convince people not to use drugs. Sure. Absolutely. But in addition, marijuana changes this tremendously. You take marijuana out of the thing. We're not looking at marijuana. We're not looking at that. We're not even essentially looking at cocaine. We're looking at heroin. We're looking at addiction, where people are using drugs that are cut by animal tranquilizer. We're looking at Kensington. And Kensington shouldn't be allowed to go on. And I think Philadelphia's doing a pretty good job. The argument of liberals is, well, it just goes to another block. And okay, then we're going to go after that block. But how in the world? Well, listen to, this will be 24, Henry, not the other. Here is Democrat Jack Reed. This guy from, what, Rhode Island, is one of the big wigs. Usually when they're in power, he heads up all the big committees. He dismisses these people smuggling illegal drugs. When we're talking about Venezuela, here's his take on them.
You know, one of the factors that drives use in the United States and is demand. And most narco traffickers are not in those boats. They pay people to do that. And usually people are not significantly involved with narco trading. It's the way they make money. Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You can't dismiss that. It's the way they make money. You know, why can't we say, well, let's find them and kill them too? That's always my thing. Well, okay. Who are these narco traders you're talking about? Can we target them? You don't really want to target anybody. You don't see this as DEA has launched a new, Henry, mark that down. Maybe they would come on. They've launched a new plan to combat fentanyl. I'm just seeing on Fox right now. And the thing with fentanyl, I'm not sure if anybody knows how many of these are inadvertent, that people are not knowingly necessarily addicted. Some of them are. And fentanyl ends up as one of the byproducts of this and how dangerous it is. But I'm convinced it's the drug cartels in Mexico. So they have a new plan here to go about this. Are we going to hear more? Why do you guys always keep on talking about the war on drugs? We're not talking about back in the day, put people in jail for marijuana. That's been settled, sort of. And you heard Jack Reed there. Well, these guys are not drug dealers. They're the ones shipping in hundreds of pounds of drugs while they're doing it for money. Well, we don't care about that. Obviously, most drug dealers are doing it for money. Now, a complete narco state then becomes a different thing. You heard John Yoo yesterday say, then it does become a terrorism thing when you have an entire country devoted to this. Colombia, by the way, is next. The guy in Colombia is mouthing off constantly. He wants to be the next target on this. So the other side looks at, here's one more. This is 23. Here's Connecticut Democrat Jim Himes angrily defending the terrorists who are smuggling them in, sort of along the lines of Jack Reed. Here's what he said.
There is no such thing as a narco terrorist. There are very, very bad narcotics people, cartels, etc. But they're desperate to make this look like it's ISIS or Al-Qaeda, because that's the very thin line on which their illegal use of the United States military to take these people out resides.
Now, wait a minute here. See, again, it's one thing if he says, how do we know? Because then I got the argument, and Alan West just made the argument, how do we know? These boats are special. You can see it. I don't even know if our Coast Guard has boats that go 160 miles an hour because they're too risky for our men. These guys know how to ride the waves, or they're reckless. They're going to give it a shot because you can make $100,000 in a day. So this guy is saying, well, we shouldn't be stopping him. We don't have any right to do it. And John Yoo yesterday linked it to international law around this country. That's the way to go on this. But who in the world wants to say, well, they're just doing it for money, particularly given the dangers of fentanyl? Democrats, they're on the wrong side of this. And when we talk about the war on drugs and winning on the war on drugs, we have never done this before. Sure, we would try to interdict. We would try to do all that. But have we gone around attacking and killing drug dealers? That's what these people are. I don't care. They're doing it for money, et cetera. They are. Yeah, but there are bigger people. Okay, what's our plan to find and kill them? Are you on board with that? And I hear idiots saying, well, you're not going to go up to Kensington and kill drug people dealing drugs on the street. All right, now we get back to the difference involved in this and where the debate comes in. But why are Democrats so gung-ho at, is it just Trump, at winning the debate on this versus saying, look, we need to get to the bottom of what happened here, whether this was killing people who were defenseless. Okay, there are going to be hearings on that. But the broad prospect of taking out these drug dealers in these fast boats, why are we against that? Why do they deserve to live if this is what they're going to do? 855-839-1210. Grab a line. More coming up here. And Dom's Money Melody, Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.